have you here today. Let's go ahead and have a word of prayer. Lord, would you bless now our time together, and Lord, would you give us clarity from your word. Thank you for your word and how complete it is, giving us all that we need. So we commit this time to you now in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, with our theme, we are to love the Lord our God with all of our mind, getting our thinking under control, and that is quite the challenge. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 6, please. Matthew chapter 6. Our author here is sitting on a subject that we'll look at several times here, and that is handling today, dealing with the importance of not worrying about the future per se, but making the most of today. And so Matthew chapter 6, and then we look at verse 34. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Now, each day is a wonderful opportunity, but it is also a challenge. But we live on a cursed earth. We have cursed bodies. Boy, this is encouraging, isn't it? We have a world, that system that is cursed. And so it's inevitable that within any given day, there will be issues that are not necessarily to our liking. But the day that in which we're living, if we're handling it biblically and spiritually, we can handle it fine. But there's no need to worry about what might go wrong tomorrow. Let's just deal with conquering today. That's the whole idea that she's trying to get across here. And as she mentions, that this is in the Sermon on the Mount, which is dealing with kingdom living. And so the Lord wants us to make the most of each day, to have our mind under control. We do not need to live with the worry that so often grips people, but be excited. Let me just say this. Challenges in life are the opportunities and open doors to see God work and to really solve problems. Let me give you an example. Every mother here would love to have a perfect day with your children, right? No discipline issues, no problems. However, that's a pipe dream, okay? But I mean, sometimes that happens because they're with their relative somewhere else. But anyway, but the point is, you can either look at their different issues as impeding what you want to do, or to see it as, oh good, here's another opportunity to see their need, and we're going to see God work. I have found that when I find issues in people's lives or situations come up, inevitably if I respond right, this is the open door I've been praying about. Don't you pray for your children? Well then, obviously, here it is. This is something that you have the opportunity to let God work in your heart and to use it. Same thing in your marriage. It's a constant challenge for two to become one. And when an issue comes up, if you handle your role properly, it's going to be a step forward, not a step backward. When you have that kind of a spiritually optimistic look, it changes each day because there's really nothing to fear. Everything that happens will be either a blessing or an opportunity for blessing. And so just wanted to say that, just an overview. Now, she talks here about what I got into last week, and so I'm going to be forced into doing this. And she's talking about planning ahead. So here we go, ladies, hold on to your hats here. We're going to be talking about the importance of planning ahead. Now, last study, we looked at the importance of what you do in the evening affects your morning. And that's very short range, but that is a very helpful perspective that was given here. But she deals now with priority time management is really what she's talking about. And that helps you in your present day. if you have basic long-term planning, then you are excited about doing what you're supposed to do today to make an advance on things for the future, but you're not allowing yourself to worry about what you're going to do 2 days from now or 3 days from now, because that's when you're going to do it. You're going to do what you plan to do today and be happy. You know, there are a lot of projects that you cannot finish today. Do you know, is that true? How many of you have some very major projects that need to be done soon, but they cannot be done fully today? Anybody have projects like that? Okay. And they probably can't be done in a day. And so to wring your hands about that is just a sad thing, because you're just constantly living with anxiety. You have to break down projects into daily bite-sized pieces. And we've got Thanksgiving coming. We've got Christmas coming. We've got other things occurring. And you may have a project in your house, or there may be something you're wanting to do for your children, or something that you're involved in ministry. And it's pretty overwhelming to try to think about doing it right now. But you need to be making progress on it right now. But so many people, if they can't do it all at one time, keep putting it off. That's more of the norm than not. Her husband said, "Honey, how do you eat an elephant?" And of course, it's, you know, the answer, one bite at a time. I mean, thought of eating an elephant maybe is not the best. But the idea is that you have to take bite-sized pieces in what you're doing. So let me just review something that I encourage you to do. On a monthly basis, just have it in your calendar that you're going to take a half hour or less. This is not a time-consuming thing. And sit down and write down all of the different roles that you have and the projects that go with those. Personal projects for your spiritual life. You know, maybe there's a book you're wanting to read. Maybe there's an increase in exercise. Maybe there's a diet you're wanting to get onto. Maybe there's just some things that you know you need to do. And so that's one role. And I know it sounds selfish, but if you don't keep yourself strong, then you're not going to be able to be a blessing to others. And then there's the role of a wife. There's the role of a mother. There's the role of a employee. There's the role of ministry. There's the role of extended family, grandchildren, and that's a time-consuming issue, or other, aunts, uncles, other people that you're wanting to minister to. That's another role that you have. And there may be some organization that you're part of, whatever. But write down the roles that are repetitive responsibilities in your life. And I would do this on a monthly basis. Now, it's wonderful to have like a seasonal long-term planning, but let's just be very practical right now. And on a monthly basis, and so write down your roles and then put down the projects that you know that you need to accomplish. And like I said, for yourself, a book or maybe a passage that you want to memorize, or maybe some outing that you want to be involved in, something you know you need to do, some plan for better health for yourself, whatever it is, you write those down. Then, let's say if you're married, something that you want to do for your husband or to strengthen your marriage, or something that you all plan to do, and for your children. So you would include in that probably holiday projects, you know, gift buying. I have learned now, it's very wise over a number of years now. I have told my wife she can, every month she can spend X amount of money on gifts all through the year. And that really is a great idea. and to try to solve it well before you get to Christmas. And usually she pretty much has it done before we even get to Christmas. I remember the last minute blitz we used to be in. Huh? That was a killer. But anyway, but whatever, however you handle it. Maybe you got a big dinner coming up. What are some of the things you got to do? Plan the dinner, you know, et cetera. Maybe you have that famous closet that must be organized. That one's a biggie. I mean, that thing, you know, it's like there's a big bear in there. You're afraid to open that closet. It's going to roar at you, you know. Or maybe you need to, maybe menu planning for the next month. I don't know. You got the idea. And write down, maybe extended family, when you're going to get with your grandchildren or when you're going to contact your aunt that you're burdened about. You know, just some of those are one-time things. Some of those are bigger projects. Then what you need to do, and again, this won't take long because you can, you know, don't make up projects unless you need to, but just take the things that are burdening you, put them down, and then just take how many steps, what are bite-sized, something you can do in a day to move toward fulfilling that project. And so write down step 1, 2, 3, 4. Let's say Thanksgiving meal, just to be simple. Number one, plan your menu. Number two, you know, decide on the guest list. Probably that should be first, and then your menu. And then plan when you're going to go shopping. Plan when you're going to do the food that you can do ahead of time. You know, stuff like that. I'm no expert on that, but whatever. And most of you have been through that routine enough that you can put those into steps. Let's say you do have a closet or a garage or a room, or maybe you're wanting to paint something or upgrade something. What steps do you have to take to do that? Well, there needs to be a time in which you evaluate the situation, you know. Then number two, and by the way, don't just take everything out and leave it. That will not encourage you, okay? So figure out how to break that down into sections and then write down what your steps are going to be. Most of the time, you might have the luxury of 12 hours in a row. I very much doubt that, okay? What can you do in 2 hours? And take some steps on that. Now, here's the key. Because she talks about short-term planning. And remember I told you that just a task list is a very dangerous thing to have. A task list will bind you to more trivial things and leave out the important things. Things you can do in a moment are the tempting, urgent things that you will do, and you can wear yourself out through a day and not done a thing toward the pressures that are on your life, that are bearing down upon you. So a task list needs to come out of prayer, and it needs to come through weekly planning. Now here's what I encourage you to do. Take one of your times with the Lord each week. Make it the same day. A day in which you know probably I'm not going to get interfered with my time with the Lord. And that just once a week, you then take your list of your monthly goals and the steps that you need to take and decide when you're going to put those steps into your, in fact, you can even do that on a monthly basis, but sometimes that's a little too far ahead. But just being practical here, look at your next week and which of those steps can you accomplish that week? Let me just say that if they're hour, 2 hour type chunks, don't put more than two, if maybe only one, in a day, depending upon your situation. But what you have to do is have a covenant with yourself that when you put that in that day, unless there's a big emergency, that will get done. Because here's the great blessing of that. Okay, you're here on Monday, and you know in a week and a half you have this major dinner or whatever to get done. And the tendency would be to be all worried about it today, but you know on Tuesday you're going to do the menu planning, that this Thursday you're going to do your major shopping, and on Saturday you're going to cook up some of the things that need to be done for the meal, and then of course, you know what I'm saying? So in other words, you got a plan, so you're not worrying about it on Monday. That's just off your radar, okay? Why bother worrying? Because you got a plan. And so when you then have your daily devotions, then you open up and you already have on your list, on your daily task list, 1 to 2 major things that you need to do. Those need to be one of the first 5 things on your list, and you're going to get them accomplished. I use the ABC concept. I usually have about 5 or 6 A's. These are things, one way or the other, they're going to get done. Then I have about 5 or 6 B's. Those I really want to get done, but I might not get them all done. And then there are C's, those things that help me remember the little stuff. And sometimes if I'm going to go, let's say you're going to go shop for that meal, well, you might have had down in your C, you need to pick up this item, and it's right there where you're going to be. And so you just take care of it. You don't go out of your way and lose time, but you can coordinate your C's in. Now, what you have to be committed to do then is to always get your A's done and part of your B's, understanding that your plan for the day is a very successful plan, as I mentioned last week, if you get 60% of your list done. That is a very good day. 50% is not a bad day. But in the 50 or 60% ought to be all the A's, including, yay, I got my first step in the closet done. Maybe it's going out and buying the containers and whatever you needed to get it ready. Okay, now, honestly, this isn't as hard as it is quite simple if you can follow it, and it will take a lot of anxiety off. And so just have the short-term planning. So you need a monthly time, and then you need a weekly time that is in your devotional time, and then every day in your devotions, you're praying over your list and making it out, already having 2 or 3 things in that list that you are going to get done. And her third guideline here is pray. Prayer and planning go together. God has promised to give you wisdom. You know, God may in your prayer time all of a sudden say, one of the things I want you to put down on your A column is you really need to call Aunt Susie. And you'll find out when you call her there was a need that day. Just out of the blue that might happen, okay? Or text somebody that's in your ministry, or make a visit. God can do that. He does that a lot on the weekly planning. But I have found during prayer times, His orders are so wonderful and clear, and then you've got confidence that you're doing what you ought to do. Now, some things here about praying. Give God everything. And as F.B. Meyer, he had 7 rules to live by. Every day, and number 1 on his list was make a daily, definite, audible consecration of yourself to God. Say it out loud, Lord, today I give myself anew to you. You see, if you give yourself to the Lord, then it's not, this is His day, it's His life, it's His circumstances, you're free. I can't tell you how important that is. I mean, today is a very important day, but it's not your day. He wants you to be blessed. He wants you to enjoy it. But He has very definite plans for this day that will be great for you and great for His kingdom. And we need to give everything to Him. And in that, you give the things in your life, your home, your possessions, your time, your body, your mind. And that you've got to remember that He can do with it as He wants. That's why if all of a sudden you get a physical report that something's not the best for you personally, you can actually say, okay, Lord, this is your issue, not mine. Instead of, oh, that's awful. And though you do struggle with it, if you have given yourself to the Lord, it makes a lot of difference. Or if something happens you know, I mean, you're going to have emergencies. I think about every time one of our families has another child, and I think of, well, there's another couple more trips to the emergency room, you know, and a few more interesting moments. Life gets very interesting the more kids you've got. Give them to the Lord and trust Him in all of that. And He is all powerful. And peace of mind will be available to you if you pray. And honestly, when the Spirit of God leads you in prayer and you're planning, but you give your life to Him and it's okay for Him to do what He wants, it's a great help. And then give God plan A for the day. All right, you have come up with your A, B, and C list. And you got everything there. And say, now, Lord, I would love to get this plan done today. It seems to be what you have for me, but I give it to you because I don't know what a day holds. I don't know what's going to happen today. And so my life's yours and my time is yours. And then this third one, she says, is crucial. I give God plan B for the day. So you commit everything, your goals, your time, your energies to Him. And but then God may give you a plan B. Okay. Now, if you are truly following through on plan A and it's outside of your ability or God shows you something strongly about plan B, then you can have peace during it because God allowed that to happen. That'll often happen to me as a pastor. All of a sudden plan B comes and there's just no choice in it. I've got to deal with what I have to deal with. Now let me just say though, plan B should never be an escape from plan A. She doesn't say that, but I do, okay? That one won't take away anxiety, I promise you. We deal with the students here all the time. You know, they get a great idea that they need to talk to so-and-so. Well, you know, they needed to get their homework done. You know, that wasn't what needed to be done. Or I need to go to Fiddleheads for evangelism. Oh, yeah. Sometimes that happens, but that's a little suspicious on plan B, taking over plan A. And it's amazing how we can rationalize. So be careful of the escape mode. And don't let that happen. And then proceed. You got to get going on it. And I'm running out of time here, but don't put off to tomorrow what you have planned for today. Now, again, I want to say one of the greatest keys to having peace is to make a commitment that what you put down as your big rock, those two major steps in the A issues in your life, you get them done one way or the other, unless God just totally hijacks plan A. And it's God, not us. Okay? The reason I say that is, if you know you're going to do it, then what you plan for Thursday, you're going to do it on Thursday. So you're free about that on Monday. And another thing you know is on your big list of things to do is not, you didn't put it down until next Monday. So why worry about it today? If you have a genuine commitment to follow through on what you've planned, and I'm saying let's don't make it complicated, just these basic things, you will find yourself totally free. And this probably, if there's anything from a practical human / spiritual standpoint that's helped me in my daily life as a pastor, is having a schedule and having priority steps and knowing when I'm going to do what I'm going to do and just loving the day that I'm in and not letting myself have that cloud over my head about what needs to be done coming up. All right? Don't we all have a lot of stuff we're supposed to do? But if we tackle it, break it down into steps, and then plan when we're going to do it, that's good. And that's why you got to be very strong with yourself. In fact, you may need to have an accountability partner for a few weeks. Did you do your two big rocks? Okay. And that might help a little bit if you find yourself escaping a little bit into plan H. All right. Whatever that is. And then, but now that's why we talked about last week, the snooze button's not a good idea. Okay, get a good start, proceed into your time with the Lord, proceed into what you have planned to do. You know, once you have gotten one, what I call swoosh, accomplished on an A matter, you're ready to do the next one. But if you dilly-dally and you've got a half a day and nothing on the A list has been hit, right? And then what's the use for the whole day? Let me just tell you, if, you know, we're human, if you goof up for a few hours, you turn around, you might even want to talk to somebody and just say, I'm heading down my list, you pray for me, and just get tough and go down it. You got to proceed and finish the day knowing you've done the basics of what God wanted you to do. And then you need to realize that God's going to provide. He is going to meet your needs. He's going to enable you. He's going to give you wisdom. He's going to be with you. And you know, when you're walking with God, you can do 10 times more than when you're not walking with God. I'm just amazed. The Spirit of God, He is really powerful. And all of a sudden you get wisdom what to do here, and you're able to handle things better, and your mind is clear, and you're able to do what you do more efficiently. It's just an amazing thing. I'll end with this. With my son Wayne, obviously because of his operations and then the radiation, he had some issues academically. He was very smart in some areas and it was very difficult in other areas. And the one thing we noticed early on is that when he was walking with God, it all came together and he did quite well. But if he wasn't really where he ought to be, all of his physical limitations hit him. So we told him, you have no choice, walk with God. And no, I'm just kidding, but that's really the way. But it really is true. You know, that's just an illustration of the way we all are. Get the old mind going. You know, the Holy Spirit, He's right there. He's your helper. He will give you what you need. So that's a great day, right? You say, well, Pastor, I'm at 8 till 10, and I don't have a list for today. I'm in trouble. No, you're not. Just sit there at the table while you're having your group time and do it. Nobody, in fact, you guys just might want to work on your day together. All right, let's talk about what steps you could take today, and let's make the rest of the day a great day. Amen. It's going to rain, so you can't do some things and you can do other things, and we're going to rejoice, and this is the day that the Lord has made.